Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm completely delighted to give you meditation instruction. Today, we're going to sit together for 10 minutes, as per usual. We're going to start right now. And if this is your very first time with the Open Heart Project, a very special welcome. I'm going to give the full instruction, so don't worry if this is your first time. So you can sit on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. If you have a cat, gather your cat to you. But it's also completely fine to sit in a chair. And if you do sit in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. Hello. And as we get started, even if this is your first time meditating, I think this is a useful thing to hear. But especially for those who have been practicing for a while, and I put myself in this group, it is so easy to get discouraged and frustrated and upset with yourself because I didn't practice. Oh, I should be practicing all the time and I'm not. Oh, hello. So I want to offer you for such times a very special practice for those times, as I say, when you feel discouraged or upset with yourself for not practicing or something like that, you know, however you would phrase it. And this is actually a very sacred practice, a very important practice. It may even be more important than the practice of meditation itself. And you know that I am a big proponent of this practice, like as centrally important. However, this practice is right up there. And it's very simple. You can do it anytime. You can do it on the spot. You can do it walking down the street. You can do it lying in bed before you go to sleep. You can do it while someone else is talking to you. It's a very flexible practice. And here it is. This practice is called not giving yourself shit. Or, to say in a different, less cuss wordy way, this is the practice of not making yourself feel bad. And that may sound trivial or flip, but it isn't. Because most of us spend so much time, and again, I put myself right smack in the middle of this group, just making ourselves feel terrible about something, about anything. And it's a very profound practice to not do that. So if you practice, that's great. Yay. If you say, oh, I'm going to practice every day, but you miss a day or a week or a year or a lifetime, okay. Immediately implement the practice of not feeling bad. Because guilt and shame are life killers. They are energy zappers, they are useless. So I offer you this profound practice, I'm not really joking, of not feeling bad about yourself. So should such moments arise for any reason, practice cutting, just dropping, just almost like you could take a scissors and go shoot, snip, and let it drop away. And instead, place your attention on what's happening around you. Look at the sky. Look at the people around you. Look at a book. Look at your email. Just put your attention on the present rather than this horrible claustrophobic feeling of being unkind to yourself. Okay? So without further ado, let's begin our practice for now, which is the traditional practice of meditation. So begin your practice, please, by letting go of any fear about what it might be like to practice or what it might feel like or whether it will work. And also give up hope that the practice will cure you of whatever it is that you want to be cured of. And instead, just be with yourself, this wonderful, truly unique, completely brilliant, utterly confused, and powerfully beautiful being that is you. Just be with him or her. The hands are resting on the just above the knee or mid-thigh. And the hands and arms and shoulders are relaxed. That's how I relax. And please sit up straight whether you're on the floor or a chair. And let your back body be strong and elegant, because it is. And let your front body be soft and open, because it is. Your belly can relax, your heart can open, your throat can even open. Three centers with which we communicate with our world, and they're always open. Center of instinct, center of heart, the center of speech and communication. Let them rest in the open state. Chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. And the mouth is closed, which always makes me smile because it's so great to not have to say anything. Instead, to just rest back in yourself. Breath comes in and out through the nose. No special instruction there, just breathing. We all know how to do that. And the eyes remain open, and the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, or 1.5 meters. And just let your gaze land there. Usually it's darting around for very good reason. But in this practice, we can just let it land. It doesn't really matter what's in that spot, because your gaze is just resting there. It's not trying to grab whatever it is. And notice your breath. You are breathing. It's a very profound thing, actually. The first thing and the last thing we do in our lives is breathe. So let your attention rest on this, on the wave of the breath. Let it ride in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. Your mind will continue to think things, of course. There's no effort to stop that or control that. Just let it blah, 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 blah. And should you notice that your attention becomes absorbed in breath rather than thought, to the point where you've forgotten about your breath, excellent. Because you just saw where you were, and now you have choices. The choice I ask you to make here is to let go of that thought, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Trust me on that. And return to this sensation of breath. And cat. Coming in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you too.